Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
A little all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. You might notice a slight change in the quality of this connection. And that's because I'm broadcasting via a landline. And the reason is, the internet's broken again. So Jason has done a great job making sure that we are connected. Thank you, Jason. He's engineering today. Kathy's in Ohio. I'm Vin Fennelli. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you today? Besides not having any internet.
You know, Kathy, I've said before that we have the worst telecommunications company in the universe. You know, it used to be just our half of the of the solar system, and then it's the solar system, and then it's the galaxy. Now it's the universe. I don't think anyone has a worse telecommunications company in the universe than we do. And I believe I know why. I believe they don't have spare parts. I believe that if something breaks, they go, somebody just notified us that it's broken. Let's see if it's broken. Then they check and see if it's broken. And then they go, yeah, oh, geez, we don't have any parts. So let's overnight some parts in, and you know, maybe we can fix it if we get the right parts. When I built telecommunication systems for the bank, I had the spare parts on site. You know, if it needed one, I bought two, and I had two ready to go. I had them programmed so I could just drop the replacement in should there be a failure. But I don't think Brightspeed does that. I think they may have some parts, but I don't think they have the critical replacement parts, and maybe because it's too expensive. But what I see, class, is that when I say everything's broken, everything's broken. You know, sometimes it's our landline that's broken. If it's not the landline, it's the internet. And, you know, sometimes they both work at the same time, which is really delightful. But if you think about this, how long could you go without the internet? Seriously. Last night it was really peaceful at the farmhouse, no internet. And that meant that we couldn't check any orders. We couldn't buy anything. Because we certainly can't check the prices and make sure that we order the right thing. So we can't check the orders. And if we wanted to watch something like Netflix, that's not possible. If we wanted to watch something like Prime Video, that's not possible. We don't have it. But if we did, it would be impossible to watch it because the internet is down. And, you know, some people have internet-based telephone service, voice over internet protocol, VOIP. And that some people have cable for internet. And if the cable goes down, they can't make phone calls unless they have a cell phone. And the cell phones go down. So we are really precariously perched, as my dad would say, with the use of the internet. We are dependent on it for so many things. I made a voice call, a landline call, to our local farmers cooperative this morning. And I said, y'all have the internet? And they go, no, it's been down. And I said, so what's that like? And they said, well, you know, we can't place orders, have trouble if customers want to use the credit card machine. That's a problem. They have problems transacting business because the internet's down. And that's where we are today. We are in a place that we are so dependent on the internet. You can't look up prices. You can't look up quantities. People have their data in the cloud, their business data is in the cloud. So, hey, you don't have to worry about having a hard drive, you know, at your location. And you don't have to worry about having a service guy fix your hard drive on your computer to run your business because we'll put it in the cloud. But if the internet's down, there's no cloud, and you can't get to your hard drive. Some people have their documents. Some people have their spreadsheets, their word processing documents in the cloud, and they can't get to them because the internet could be down. This is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. So it violates Max's law, at least as far as I can tell. And Max's law is this: three simple things that you must do. Buy the best, and that means best value. That does not mean Rolls Royce. That means the best value, good quality. Pay cash, that's number two. And when you do that, you settle the transaction. It's done. You've bought the best, you've paid for it, now it's yours, and you take delivery. That's number three, take delivery. So if you do all those three things, you're in pretty darn good shape because you bought the best, you paid for it, and you own it, and you now have it. That's great. So that's if you contrast that to buying propane, you can buy propane on a contract and pre-buy. You can do that. You can buy it, and you can pay cash and hope that something doesn't prevent that propane delivery company from showing up with your propane when you want it in the wintertime. Now, what could happen? Well, there could be a storm that's so great that the propane truck won't start. Maybe the propane company needs a new battery for their truck, and they can't get one because the automotive supplier is closed because there's a storm. And maybe it's because the owner of the company died and nobody knows what to do. Or the owner of the company is the guy that drives the propane truck and nobody knows what to do. Or maybe the propane truck has a problem getting to the terminal for some reason and they can't get you your propane. So you can say, hey, I got it. You know, I paid you for 1,000 gallons, you know, in the summer. Remember that? Remember me? I got a receipt for it, but can you bring it? And they could say no. And that's happened. That has literally happened in our neck of the woods here in Missouri. Many years ago, I used to teach classes at a restaurant, and one of our students said that he bought 1,000 gallons of propane, and the propane company wouldn't deliver it because there was a propane shortage. So he had on file ownership of 1,000 gallons, but the propane company said, well, I'll tell you what, you bought it at $1.79 a gallon. We can bring you 100 gallons, not 1,000, 100 for $4.49, and you have to prepay it. So you come bring us $449, and we'll bring you 100 gallons. That's all we're going to bring you. So if you need more than that, you'll have to come with another $449, and we will sell you 100 gallons at a time, even though we bought and paid for 1,000 gallons. That kind of thing happens, Kathy. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, boy, I would not go with that company again, especially if they wouldn't even give him the 100 gallons that he bought, you know, when he bought the 1,000 gallons. They're charging him three times the price or four times the price. I mean, you might not have an option if there's the only one there, but that's pretty bad.
Yeah, and those guys got a bloody nose in terms of a reputation as a result of it. Nobody I know would do business with them. So what happened? Well, they went out of business. So the company went out of business because they did not honor the agreements that they made in writing with their customers, you know, the pre-buy agreements. And I'm not sure why. Maybe there was such a problem with the terminal that supplies propane to the propane dealer. Maybe there was a problem there. Maybe the guy ruined his credit rating. Maybe he had no credit and had to pay cash. I don't know what the reason really was, but from the customer's perspective, they were freezing cold. They couldn't get propane without paying, you know, for more propane than they would need. He's already paid for it, paid for that 1,000 gallons. So their reputation was destroyed, and that company is no longer in business. It was bought by another propane company, a real big one, real big propane company. And then when you call the real big propane company, it's not better. It's worse. It's worse because you can't call and talk to the owner. You can't call and talk to the, you know, one of the three people that works at this little propane company. You now talk to the national call center, and they're maybe five states away. They have no idea who you are. You're just a number, and there's the customer service that you used to get when it was a mom and pop shop. That's gone. That's gone. So I went from working with a fairly large regional propane company. They were great. They used to sell me propane at the lowest price around. And I'd buy from them for years and years and years and years, and they kept raising the price. So I finally switched to the small guy, who used to be the most expensive, but now he's the least expensive. And he comes out and he knows me, and they can actually work on servicing the equipment. You know, they can replace valves and gauges and things like that. Whereas the big company, it's difficult because you can't get the technician. You can only get someone who has a headset on and a mouse and a keyboard and who can click and doesn't know anything. So it's getting worse. It's not getting better. So when the big company buys out the little company, it's worse. And then it's even worse than that because there used to be a bunch of little propane companies in this area. And if you call them, you know, they had, let's say one of them's name was Smith. You'd call the Smith Company, and you'd get the Smith Company. Now you call the Smith Company, and you get a large corporation. And if you call the Jones Company, you don't get the Jones Company anymore. You get the same large corporation. So now a large corporation has bought all of the small propane dealers except one, the one I deal with. There's only one left. And that guy's my age. So how much longer is he going to be, you know, running around filling propane tanks? Probably not too much longer. So I don't see any good news in the propane business in terms of service and attention to detail. And they've replaced service. The guys who know where all the tanks are and who uses how much propane, they've got that in their heads. They know their customers. Now they've replaced that with a wireless meters. And the meters read the propane tank and send a signal all the time. And so the propane dealers have screens that say, that are updated all the time, how much propane you have left in your tank. Do you really want people to know how much propane you have in your tank? I don't. I don't have a meter. And I'm not going to have a meter. And you have to pay $60 a year per meter. So if you have two tanks, that's $120. If you have four tanks, that's $240 for the meter so that they can tell you that they're going to come when you need propane, and they'll sell it to you at the highest price. Because when you run out of propane, typically that's the winter time. That's when propane costs twice as much as in the summer. Kathy, back to you.
Yeah, we had the same problem. We had a local guy, and he'd been around for years, and I believe he retired. And a bigger company bought it, and the price went up. And I don't see their truck too much anymore going down the road, but the company is based out of Illinois now. And so it's just, we have the same thing. We still have some of the smaller ones. We probably have four or five that are around us that are still like him. But, you know, they might, like you said, Vince, they might end up getting bought out too.
Well, here's another thing. So, you know those propane grill tanks? You know, the ones that you can pick up, they're called 20-pound propane cylinders. And those little cylinders, you can go to the, you know, the big box store and bring your cylinder and say it's empty, and they'll sell you another one. So you trade your empty one for one that has been pre-filled, one that's in a wire cage with a lock on it. So you exchange your propane cylinder. And those cylinders don't have a full...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN. GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, so if you get that propane cylinder, that 20-pound carry-home with you cylinder, if you get that exchanged at the big box store, it doesn't have as much propane in it as it will hold. It has less than that 80% maximum amount because probably a lot of reasons. One, you're going to be driving down the road with it to get it home. Could be dangerous with if there's a leak. And also, they don't have to sell you as much propane. So they've standardized on, let's say, putting 15 pounds in a 20-pound cylinder rather than the 20 pounds in a 20-pound cylinder. And they sell them for somewhere around $22, maybe $24, maybe a little bit more depending on where you live. But if you brought your cylinder to the guy I buy my propane from, you call him up and you say, hey, it would be a good time for me to bring my propane cylinders down for refill. They'd say, well, how about we do that at 2 o'clock today? You drive down there and they will fill them for you for $12. So you can get them filled for about half the price, and they'll fill them all the way up to the 80% mark rather than, they'll put 20 pounds in a 20-pound cylinder rather than 15 pounds. So that's another thing that's broken. Kathy, are you finding that there are places that, or fewer and fewer places that will refill a propane barbecue cylinder around where you live?
We have one place that, it's probably about 15 miles from us. They have huge tanks. They're right by the side of the road. And I believe they must fill the trucks, too, because it's just huge. But you can go in there, and it's much cheaper. Same thing. I just go in, I give them my tank, I wait about 4 or 5 minutes, and they sell it, bring me another one out, or bring it back out, and I'm good. But I don't know of another place that does it. That's the only one, but they're a pretty good size operation. So hopefully they'll be around for a while. But yeah, we have the same issue. I mean, I see them at the gas stations and things like that where you can just go exchange them. But I remember you talking about that before, Vince, that you're better off taking it and getting more propane.
Yeah. And so in that line of thinking, I've designed a better way of hooking our gas generators up with a black iron pipe. And I was telling Bam yesterday, Bam, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to hook up a 25-foot hose. Now, they make a quick disconnect propane low-pressure hose for the propane side after the secondary regulator. So propane has two regulators. One of them is at the propane tank, the big tank that you have, you know, a 500 or 250-gallon tank. And then there's a line that goes to a secondary regulator right at the house, typically, and that's a low pressure. So it's roughly maybe 1 pound per square inch, roughly. It's measured in a water column measurement, but about 1 pound per square inch. And you can get a valve, a ball valve, and you can insert a quick disconnect. So it's kind of like an air hose for a compressor, something like that. It's a different material that can sustain the properties of propane and natural gas. But you can have a hose, kind of like a garden hose, and hook that up to your grill. So you can run your grill from, instead of a small refillable cylinder, you can run it from your big tank. And it'll cost even less for the propane that you use if you have that hooked up to your big tank. So that's what I'm thinking about doing. And so probably in about 2 weeks I'll have that completed after I figure out exactly what lengths of what kinds of material I need. But I'm thinking about $50 to $60 for the cost of that, and you do it once. And now that will free up the need of having those refillable cylinders. And actually, I would be able to sell the cylinders empty to cover the cost of the hose and the ball valve and any pipe that I might need. So that's just another thought, you know, five-minute university type thought. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, so if you did what you were going to do, maybe I missed something. How long would your, or how would you hook it up, like, for your grill? I mean, would you have to have the grill near your propane tank? Is that, or how, you know, like, ours is not near. Ours
is
I'll tell you what,
when we come back, I'll flesh that out, and I'll do a design on the air in class for how to do that. So if you wanted to do it, we'll figure that out right when we come back from the bottom of the hour commercials and news. Kathy's with us. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Israel and Hamas war is now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided Gaza's main hospital and says it's a targeted operation against Hamas terrorists. The U.S. confirmed yesterday that Hamas uses hospitals and tunnels underneath to hide, hold hostages, and conduct war. The House on Tuesday passed stopgap legislation to keep the federal government operating past this weekend, sending the bill to the Senate yesterday. That chamber also passed the bill, and it now sits on the president's desk awaiting his John Hancock. A Missouri library is celebrating the return of its oldest ever overdue book, and thanks to its no-fine policy, the person returning it owes nothing. The St. Charles City County Library in St. Peter's claims that a Sandra Boynton book was checked out in 1993. Lance Pry, USA News.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us. And Kathy asked the question, exactly how would I hook up a propane grill, an outdoor grill that uses a 20-pound cylinder, to our main propane 500-gallon tank? Well, the way it works is the propane in the tank, the 500-gallon tank, is under high pressure. Let's say 100 pounds per square inch, roughly. And there's a regulator to reduce that pressure that is right near the tank. Sometimes it's under the lid of the tank. And then there's a line that comes from that reduced pressure, which might be around 10 pounds per square inch or so. And that is plumbed to the house. And sometimes it goes underground. Sometimes it's a copper pipe. Sometimes it's PEX, polyethylene cross-linked plastic pipe, flexible, and comes up near the house, right next to the house, actually. Typically, let's say 18 to 24 inches above the ground level. And there's a second regulator there. So the first regulator is usually color-coded red, painted red, and the second regulator is typically kind of a greenish color. The greenish color regulator then plumbs a low-pressure propane into the house. So you probably have a regulator right near the house. Your propane tank is distant from the house. And the regulated propane, the second stage regulator, which is a greenish color, lets the propane go into the house. What I'm going to do is I'm going to shut off the propane to be safe, and then I'm going to insert a T right where that regulator lets propane into the house. I'm going to put a T there. That lets the propane continue into the house, and it lets it go to another section of pipe. At that section of pipe, I'm going to put a shutoff valve, and I'm going to put a quick disconnect fitting on there. And that's just like an air hose for an air compressor. So if I want to hook up a grill, I'll have a 25-foot length of rubberized hose made right for propane, and they sell the quick disconnect fittings where you buy the hose. And I can just quickly attach the propane. I'm not talking about screwing it on. It's just you pull back this lock on the end of the propane hose, and it connects to the propane quick disconnect fitting that will be right near the regulator. And the hose will run over to the grill, which will have another quick disconnect inserted at the grill. So take the hose and the propane regulator off the grill and the cylinder, and replace it with this hose and the quick disconnect. So I can put the disconnect hose in the garage when I'm not using it. I can roll that grill wherever I want out of the weather, put it in the garage, wherever I would put that to store it out of the weather. And the good thing about all this is, if it gets really bad and we need to cook outside, we will have an outside cooking device, the grill. So we could cook outside and have a huge propane tank, 500 gallons, filled up to 400 gallons, for years and years and years of cooking. And then there's no going back and forth to have that cylinder refilled. So that's the plan. Kathy, did I explain that, or do you need to flesh that out some more?
No, got it, Ben.
Yep. So it's just like so you and your husband have an air compressor. It's just like that air compressor hose. And if you you put a tire chuck on the end of that air compressor hose with a quick connect fitting or quick disconnect, and you change that to a blow gun, to dust something off, it's just like that. So instead of hooking up a tire chuck to the compressor hose, you'll be hooking up your grill. Same kind of quick disconnect mechanism. I think it's a great idea. And I think this is like a $50 or $60 job. And it doesn't have to be 25 feet. It could be less. Now, longer than that, you'll have restriction in the hose, so you'll get less propane coming out of the hose because it's really low pressure. So you don't want to have 100 feet of hose if you don't need it. So those are my thoughts about that. And then there's another thought. Let's extrapolate this out a little bit further. Let's say you have a propane tank already. Or let's say you decide that you think you might want to have a generator to provide electricity in case of an emergency for your house. Well, how about this? How about hooking that existing 500-gallon propane tank or the 250-gallon propane tank, or buying a propane tank or leasing a propane tank and having filled up, and then doing exactly what I said about this flexible rubber hose for the grill. And you also get a portable generator for your house. Let's say 5,000 watts. You get 5,000 watts generator. generator that is dual fuel, one that will run on natural gas or propane, and it's selectable. So then what you do is you hook up this quick disconnect fitting to your propane generator that you store in your garage. So this is like a gasoline engine, but it runs on propane. And they sell them at Sam's Club. They sell them at the big box stores. You're talking about $500 for roughly. It might be $600, might be $700, might be $400, but somewhere around there, depending on quality and size of in watts of the generator. And then what you could do is have your emergency generator connected to this propane hose, connected to your big tank. And then instead of being concerned with a gasoline carburetor that's always going to fail because of the alcohol in the gasoline, it won't have that problem. You won't have carburetors failing because of rust and corrosion gumming up. And you'll be using clean-burning propane when you need it. So you won't have to be storing the gasoline, which is flammable, obviously, and so is propane. But it sounds like a great way to go to me to have a standby generator, a small one, and have it ready to plug in electrically and just use the quick disconnect hose from your big propane tank. What are your thoughts about that, Kathy?
Great. You don't have to store, you know, I mean, it's right there. It
yeah.
just makes it easy, Vince. You don't have to store gas or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. obviously, if you have a gas generator, but the way you're doing it with the propane, that's really smart.
Well, you have a gas generator, Kathy?
We do have a gas, yes.
Okay. Well, that can be converted for, let's say, less than $100 to propane. Okay, there's a conversion kit that you can get on eBay. There's a whole bunch of them, and they are specific for specific engines. So the company that made your generator probably used a relatively widely available engine. Let's say a Briggs & Stratton or, you know, a common manufacturer that makes a good engine. So there are kits for Hondas, Yamahas, and Briggs & Stratton engines. So you can get one of those kits, convert your existing gasoline-powered generator to propane, and then you can use that hose that I'm talking about, and you'll be good for a lot longer in terms of run hours. Your engine will run cleaner. It will run, you won't have to change the oil in your engine as much because gasoline is sooty. Diesel's even more sooty. But propane burns really, really clean. So you'll probably be able to go, I'm thinking, three times the oil change interval if you're running on propane than you would if you're running on gasoline. That's my guess. I'm pretty sure the manufacturers don't recommend doing that. But I'm pretty sure that would be fine to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to change the oil, you know, every year, whether I use the generator or not. You know, I'm talking about a whole house generator. So what this is doing is this is taking an existing generator, converting it for $100 to $150 to propane. Well, of course, then you'd have to add the hose. So now we're looking at maybe $200. And no more worry about gasoline. And you have a way longer runtime, way longer. So I think that's the way to go, Kathy. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things I'm going to do because we have a little generator, a couple little generators too. And so why run a whole house generator when, let's say, I only need 2,000 watts? If I only need 2,000 watts, I'm going to use a little tiny generator that uses much, much less fuel. Because I'm concerned, my big concern is, are we going to be able to get propane? Are we? I don't know. So that's why I want to have the propane here where I am the custodian of it. That way I know what I've got. Now, if there's a leak, it's on me. It's my fault. But I'm really careful to make sure we don't have leaks. And how do you do that? Well, you get a spray bottle, kind of like a Windex-type spray bottle, and you put detergent in it, dishwashing detergent. And let's say a tablespoon of dishwashing detergent liquid, and you put maybe half a bottle of water in there, tap water, and you shake it up. And then you go and you spray it on the connections and the fittings where the pipes come together. And if you see bubbles, that's a bad thing. That means you have a leak. If you don't see bubbles, that's a good thing. And, you know, even in today's sophisticated, technological, advanced society, the way propane dealers check for leaks is exactly what I mentioned, with detergent and bubbles. That's how they do it. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine, can you imagine your propane guy going out there and you go, I think I have a leak. He goes out there with a bottle of liquid detergent and sprays it on there. Yep, you got a leak. That's exactly how it is.
Well, Vince, don't they do that for tires, too?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do. We have a tire shop here at the farm. And when someone says, yeah, you know, it used to have a lot of air in it and has less now, and actually it's flat, we'll just fill it up with air, fill up that tire with air, and we'll take the spray bottle with exactly the same recipe, you know, a tablespoon of dishwashing liquid. It can be Dawn, it can be palm olive, you know, one of those, or the pink kind, commercial kind you get at the big box stores. And you just want bubbles. And what we do is we spray it on the tire. We spray it around the bead. We spray it on the tire valve. You know, we wiggle the tire valve left, right, up, down, you know, to see if it's seating properly. Sometimes it's a tire valve. Sometimes it's a little Schrader valve inside the valve stem. Sometimes it's the bead is leaking between the, you know, the rim of the wheel and the rubber part of the tire. Sometimes it's the sidewall. Sometimes it's the tread. Sometimes it's just a nail or a screw hole. But we just spray and go round and round and round until we find it. And then once we find it, we look for some more because there may be more than one hole. And sometimes we have to dismount the tire and put what's called a plug patch. And a plug patch is like a witch's hat. It's like a round, flat patch with a center long piece on it that threads through the hole. So it fills the hole and it also seals the surrounding area from the inside. That's what we do. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Engineering and 5 Minute University today. Kathy, were you saying that it's getting more difficult to buy salt, S-A-L-T, sodium chloride?
Yeah, Vince, I have seen it myself. I have seen it. I read different comments when I read articles, or there's sometimes I watch the videos, and then I read a lot of the comments. It kind of gives me a good feel for what's going on around the country, and it's all over the country. Now, they get it in, it seems, eventually, but they're literally pictures where there's just no salt there. So I really don't, I haven't been able to tell what, if it's a shortage of workers or I don't know, but there maybe there's something wrong with, you know, with the machinery to try to process it or the expense of it. I don't know, but I do know you can buy the 4 pound bag typically, at Sam's or Costco, but I got a 20 pound bag. It's either 20 or 25 pounds at Gordon's Food Service. And I got it a few months ago and it was $10. So that was a pretty good price overall.
But how much did you say it was? 20 or 25 pounds at Gordon's? What was the price?
$10.
Okay, so that's 50 cents a pound if it's 20 pounds. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's about the lowest price I have found for salt anywhere. So when you mentioned Sam's Club and Costco, we buy the Sam's Club salt, 4 pounds of Morton iodized salt in a blue box, and it's $1.98. So we buy that, and then what we do is we keep that cool and dry in an area that has very little humidity. And we can pour that off into another container that's much easier to use. So, for example, when I make bread, I use a teaspoon of salt. So it doesn't make, it's not convenient to spill it all over using a salt shaker. So what we do is we put it in a really nice container that Aldi sells salt in the standard 26-ounce container. It used to be sold in a Morton box or diamond crystal box, 26 ounces, a cardboard box with an aluminum pour spout. Well, Aldi has improved that. They actually have, and they use a plastic container with a plastic flip top. can refill it. So that's what I do. I use the Aldi container because I like the size of it, like the way it handles, but I don't like the Aldi price. And I don't like throwing away plastic that I don't need to throw away. So we buy the 4-pound Morton for 50 cents a pound or $1.98 for 4 pounds and refill the Aldi container. That's what we do. Your thoughts?
You know, Vince, I like that too because it's easy to use. But what I do, because I make bread and I bake, or if I need to make something where I need a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons, invariably, if I try to pour it, I spill it. So I have a good size, it kind of looks like it's an older Tupperware salt shaker. It's pretty good size. I have one of those, but I also took a jelly jar with a lid, a plastic lid that snaps on, and I have a small measuring spoon in there. It fits in this jelly jar, and it's a teaspoon. So, like this morning, I made a big crock pot of spaghetti sauce, and I needed 2 teaspoons of the salt for it. So, rather than getting out a measuring spoon every time, I've got that jar right there, and I just go in there, and I, you know, it's easy to get in. I'm not pouring it because I spill it. No matter how careful I am, but this way I can level it off, and I'm not spilling it. Plus, Vince, I bought the Redmond salt, which is like it's not a Himalayan salt. It's a Celtic salt, and I got some. I think I bought 11 or 12 pounds of it. Geez, it had to been 10 years ago, and I like to use that in my cooking too because it has minerals in it. So I have that, and I put those in containers. I saved all the, they look like, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, cashew containers or the mixed nuts from Sam's or Costco, and they're clear, and they have a screw-on lid. So I filled those up, and you can stack them. That's why I like them. But that's another option, and you can get those. Now, it's going to be a little coarser, but, well, at least when I got it, you could get it at a feed store, and it was much cheaper. It was, gosh, I want to say it was like $10 for this Redmond salt, and I can't remember the size, Vince. It was either like 11 pounds or 15 pounds. It was maybe it was more than that. It's so long ago, I can't remember. But
isn't it amazing how prices keep going up, though? If you have toilet paper that's 10 years old, you'll find out that the new improved size is smaller, and it costs way more. Same thing with paper towels, same thing with everything else. And those nut containers with the plastic clear square-type bottles, great. Absolutely great.
Yeah.
That's what we use in the shop. We use them for nuts and bolts and screws and wire nuts and all kinds of items, including we sterilize them and use them for food. Great way to go. Kathy and I'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.